Save big money on your kitchen project at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free design estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now. Save big money
at Menards. All the players are back virtually to reveal everything that went down in the bunker, including some never-before-seen footage, Nani and Anissa's feud, plus Zach's ultimatum for Jenna. Welcome back to the Believe in the Challenge podcast, right here on the Believe Podcast Network. I'm your host, Katie Walski, and we are talking about the challenge Total Madness Reunion Part 1. This reunion was very eye-opening, and I feel we found out some things that we already knew, plus some stuff that we did not see. So I'm excited to talk about this never-before-seen footage of Melissa and Kyle. Wow-wee. So we see Vern shows some never-before-seen footage of Kyle and Melissa being a little too flirty there. We see some videos of Melissa undressing herself in front of Kyle, which does not seem correct. And then we see some canoodling, you know, getting very close to each other physically, face-wise, you know, like their faces are just so close, I don't understand. And then we even see them both at one point underneath some blankets, and it looks like Kyle's hand is moving underneath there, buddy. So I definitely think we could say that they had a little bit more than a regular friendship, but they both deny that they did anything more than just flirting. And when Melissa found out she was pregnant, she actually found out when she got back to the hotel in Prague. She said she took a pregnancy test with Bailey and it ended up being positive. We already know this just from sleuthing on the internet from a couple episodes ago. But yeah, turns out Melissa was 4 months pregnant when she ran the final. That is insane. I cannot even believe she had the energy to run that final. You know, I was really sad to see her go and give up like that. But now it kind of makes total sense why she was feeling so fatigued and she just couldn't keep up physically in that final. I mean, that final was testy. Thank goodness you didn't have to eat anything disgusting, because she probably would have threw up like a bajillion times. And I could only imagine how that would not be good for the baby. All of that intensity and just sleeping out in the cold. Oh my goodness. I couldn't even imagine her doing that when she's pregnant. But so hopefully we will see Melissa come back. Unclear on if she like wants to do the challenge again. When she did quit the first time, she was not very excited. She kind of said the challenge wasn't for her. But hopefully now that she knows that she was pregnant and it wasn't just her, you know, she had another human being inside of her, that hopefully she will come back next year, because she's a strong little cookie. And I would love to see her run another final way, maybe when she's not pregnant, you know? But alas, back to Kyle and Melissa. Kyle says it's not his kid. Melissa also says it's not his kid. she does have a baby daddy, and it is not Kyle. So get rid of all the rumors, people. Even though I would love a little challenge baby, I think we all would. I think we want to ship them because they'd be so cute together. But Kyle has a girlfriend, and Melissa has a baby with another man. So moving along, we have Anissa and Nani's feud. Now, this got really emotional, and it kind of made me sad to see these two friends who are supposed to be so close, have done so many challenges together, really, you know, not be on good terms right now. It's super sad. And Nani snapped on Anissa and she cries a little bit. And I don't know if she's just a little bit tipsy or if she's just emotional, but she definitely is coming in a little hot like Nani tends to do. You know, they're hashing up what Anissa said about Nani and Casey in the bar and then being too close, and then, you know, Casey has a girlfriend at home and this is just completely wrong, and Nani's mad that Anissa took it to Casey and not Nani herself because they're close friends. But Casey has the most to lose, so that's why Anissa went to Casey. I think it makes a little bit of sense. I mean, Nani was very drunk, and so maybe Anissa knew already, just maybe not to go there with her. So she thought, hey, like, the easier way to go about this would be to say something to Casey, and that way Casey can just back off. And then it doesn't look weird or sketchy or, you know, like they're doing a little bit too much because Casey does have a girlfriend. You know, either way you put it, I'm sure it just doesn't come off right. You know, these are tough situations to kind of navigate, especially when you have a close friend involved. And I think Anissa, at the end of the day, was just trying to look out for her friend. And she didn't want her to break up a situation. And she didn't want Casey to feel bad because she's a rookie. And, you know, coming into the house, it gets lonely. And now they're, especially that they're in a bunker, you know, they're not like in some nice tropical house with a good view and a beautiful pool and sunshine. Like, it was very lonely with no windows. And, you know, there was so much drama. I kind of see where Anissa is coming from on this, but I also see Nani, and, you know, I just don't maybe think it's best to ever do anything when you're that drunk. But I also don't think Nani should have ever spoken to Anissa like how she did. She definitely said some words that I know she regrets. She said it multiple times during the virtual reunion. And she even said at one point, you know, she doesn't want to do reality TV anymore because of the situation that happened with her and Anissa, and, you know, how blown up everything has gotten. And that makes me really sad because I love Nani. I want nothing more than to see her win a freaking challenge champion. Like, I want to see her win that final. I really don't want her to quit the challenge. I really believe in her, and I think that she can definitely make it to the end. She just can't let her emotional side get her so much. Kind of like Josh. Josh is very emotional. Sometimes he, you know, he gets, his emotions get the best of him, and you just got to try and really rein that in during the challenge. But, you know, they said that they're okay. They have talked about this before since the challenge has stop filming, but they just haven't seen each other face to face yet. So I think that's what really brought up all the emotion. You know, you're looking at someone in the eyes and you're just recalling all these terrible memories that you really just don't want to recall. I'm just really happy they got it together. You know, they apologized, and hopefully they can just move on and still be friends. But it really doesn't seem like that at this point. They just kind of seem like they're over it. And so I don't know what's going to happen there, honestly, guys. I really hope that they can become friends, but we shall see. Moving right along to another friendship that seemed to have gotten ruined during this season was Bailey and Casey. Now, Bailey and Casey have both come from Big Brother, and Bailey said that they had this relationship there that apparently Casey doesn't think that they had. Bailey thought that they were closer than they actually were, and Casey kind of broke it all down for us, saying the reason that Casey voted for Nani and not Bailey to go in was because she heard some stuff that, you know, Bailey was gonna not say her name or whatever. It just kind of seemed like a he said, she said type of moment, and they just don't have that great of communication. And I think Casey was willing to talk it out, but Bailey was just so heated that she kind of went balls to the wall and freaked out and, you know, had that whole screamy match at Casey in the bedroom. Not good. So they just kind of both didn't really resolve anything there. It just kind of seemed like that friendship was over and that neither of them are really going to work on trying to get back to where they were beforehand. So it is sad to see. And, you know, I think Bailey was just at a point where, you know, she felt against a wall and she felt like she had no allies because Swaggy had just left. And Casey now, someone that she knew from Big Brother, was not really having her back. So I could understand on why she freaked out and why she went so hard at Casey. But at the same time, I think you gotta not freak out on your only allies that you have. So it's sad that they probably won't get back to where they were, and nothing really got resolved there. So we're just gonna kind of move on to two friends who, well, I guess they weren't friends before, but now they've become friends: Johnny Bananas and Wes. Now, these two were an unexpected friendship and ally this season. They actually told us when they decided to actually become allies and stop becoming enemies. It was on the way to the Video Music Awards during a 15-minute car ride that they had together. And they, I guess they were just saying how everyone's been benefiting from their war, which is very true, because all they do is try to get people on their side and then get each other out, which inevitably neither of them ends up winning because they're just so focused on getting each other out the whole time. Now, I just want to say thank goodness for this revelation that they had. Yes, you two have been doing some unnecessary stuff these past seasons just because of how much you hate the other person. Even though they really are probably two of the smartest challengers that they've ever had. I mean, no one's won as much as either of them in eliminations or challenges, or seasons, honestly. So I think that this is about time that these two start realizing that they actually have a lot more in common than they do not. And then they go on to say how they definitely would work together again. So I really hope that this is not Bananas' last season and that we can see these two work together and hopefully see Wes get the next champion of the challenge. All right, moving on to some challenge relationships. So we finally get to talk to Zach, who gave Jenna an ultimatum on the show that apparently he found some messages or, you know, text messages or something in her phone. It might have been on Instagram about her DMs about cheating. Jenna says during the show when they were filming that it was from years ago when they weren't together, when they had broken up for a split moment of time. But either way, Zach came in red hot and he was like, Jenna, you need to come home. And it was kind of sad, honestly, because she was just there to win that money. She was just trying to get money for them. But, you know, she did end up going home. She battled with it back and forth if she should give up. But I just don't think Jenna had it in her. So eventually she did end up losing a challenge and she ended up going home. And when Zach was asked about what he had found, he wanted to keep it private between him and Jenna, which I thought is amicable, but also, I don't know. It just kind of makes me think that maybe what he found wasn't that big of a deal at all, because they ended up working through it. Zach still says that he stands by how he acted. He wouldn't have changed a thing. So I don't know. This is hard because we don't know what it was. So it's hard to judge Zach's reactions and Jenna's reactions to everything, because Jenna really only knows what happened and Zach only really knows what happened. So you can't really judge it, but I still don't like the way that Zach talked to her. I think he could have been nicer. I don't think the things that he was saying were what you should want in a partner. I don't know. Maybe that's just me personally. But then again, we did not see what those messages were. Maybe they're very triggering for Zach, or what she did was crossing the line. We will never know. But what we do know is that the two are good. They are engaged. So, you know, if they're happy, I'm happy. And I wish them nothing but the best. And hopefully we can see them on a season together. Maybe next season we can get Zach back and see them working in the Challenge House. In the past, the two have had some issues, but it seems like they've worked through a lot, especially with being engaged. I feel like that is a monumental moment, and you have to be really serious. And hopefully they have worked through all those things, and we will see a little Challenge marriage one day. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Gotta see it. Can't wait for it. And now we will move on to another relationship in the house that didn't end so well after the season, which was Kayla and Bear. Now, Bear, we have not seen yet during this reunion. I'm not sure if he's gonna be there or even come back for this. So Kayla was there and she had to drop us the tea on what all had happened. Her and Bear apparently hung out after they both got kicked off the show. And she spent 2 weeks in the UK with him, and then she went back home, and I guess the two have not really talked since. But I think Kayla always knew that Bear was never going to probably be long-term endgame relationship type. I think she just was very much over her boyfriend and didn't really have the opportunity yet to break up with him. So she kind of was just maybe saw it as a way out and to have some fun. But now she is with Sam, who is also from the UK. Oh my God, he is gorgeous. So great job, Kayla, on moving on to Sam. Such a cutie. He was on Love Island and then X on the Peak. And so he's kind of been in the reality TV world environment and now MTV. So they probably got linked up from that. But she has been staying with him in the UK, and honestly, I've been looking at all of their socials, and they are just the cutest couple. They seem to complement each other so well, and I'm just so happy that she's in a very healthy and happy relationship, and they are two very good-looking people, so I'm just saying. I would love to see Sam come on the Challenge. I bet that he would do a great job. Let's get those two on there, and I can't wait for next season, honestly. I feel like we're going to have a lot of beef and exes, and I'm really loving the UK cast members that have come into this. That kind of wraps up Reunion 1. Very juicy, lots of things that we didn't know about, and some things that we got some clarification on. Be sure to tune in next week for Reunion Part 2. There is lots more to discuss, lots more to unwrap. And as always, like, subscribe, share the Believe in the Challenge podcast with all of your friends. You can hear us on anywhere that you can hear a podcast: Google Play, Spotify, iTunes, check us out. And you can always follow me at KatieWalski_ on all social media platforms. Come chat with me, ask me questions. I want to know your comments and insights. We can chat it up, or if you want me to talk about anything in particular on this podcast, give me a little shout out, let me know. I will also shout you out on the podcast. I will chat with you guys next week. Katie out.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.